And I want to say happy Valentine's Day to Greg Piper. Greg, I don't normally do that to a male, but, you know, it's 2017 and why not?
Mate, I'm shocked that it doesn't happen more often. I have to say, you're only the second today. So I'm surprised of that, but I'm delighted. Thank you very much for that.
It's better than I've done, so you're batting 2 from 2, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
No roses, unfortunately. The bromance doesn't go quite
No. Don't give me roses. Give me stems, not the flower, the stems.
Oh, okay? Fair enough. Just as long as you don't put it in your mouth and start dancing. It appears that Lake Macquarie is the worst-kept secret in the world now because more and more people are deciding they want to come here, generally from Sydney, and they're tending to want to take part in nautical activities and boats, and that's causing problems with the moorings on Lake Macquarie, and especially the swing moorings.
Yeah, well, mucking about with boats is a growing thing in, I guess, any wealthy community, particularly when you have beautiful waterways, coast, and such as we do on Lake Macquarie. So that's natural. We've got a growing population anyway. We do have incrementally growing wealth, and people are putting it into recreational vehicles. Often it's boats such as sailing boats, motor boats, but we also have a growing fleet of vessels such as jet skis on the water, and all of these things have to be managed. And I think that what Transport for New South Wales is doing is looking at what we've got now, forecasting ahead with those growth projections, and seeing if we do have to make management changes to accommodate that into the future.
Well, it's interesting some of the numbers that they're talking about. Now, they're saying registered vessels on the lake expected to double from close to 23,000 to roughly 42,000 in the next 25 years. I'm assuming these aren't all moored on Lake Macquarie. They're just registered ownerships. They could be trailer sailors or tinnies.
Yes, absolutely. And so a lot of these vessels are actually in people's front yards, their backyards, parked on trailers, registered trailers on the street. It's a whole mix of things. But the reality is that Lake Macquarie is also very close to Newcastle to the north. We've got Maitland, Cessnock, and, of course, to the south, even people living on the central coast, even though they've got their own waterways, for many purposes, it's actually easier for them to access Lake Macquarie. So we've actually, within our own boundaries, we've got these very high numbers, but we also have people wanting to come into the area too. So the numbers are probably a little bit deceptive in that sense. But on the other hand, Lake Macquarie is still a very big lake.
It is, isn't it?
And, yeah. We do have a concentration of activity that's to the north, largely. And we don't have a crisis at this point in time when you look at other areas such as, say, to our south around the Pittwater area, Sydney Harbour and things like this. But it's a very good thing to get your head around it and get ahead of the game.
Greg, is the challenge that swing moorings take up such a large proportion of the surface comparative to the size of the vessel?
Well, they do. Of course, the larger the vessel, the larger the chain link has to be for the mooring to work effectively. So you can alienate a huge area with one vessel. Now, that's the alienation of the surface. But there's also, with traditional swing moorings, an environmental impact because as they move around, they scour the bed. So we lose seagrass in those areas. And that's been a huge problem. Lake Macquarie's health right now is actually in very good condition. So, and we want to make sure that stays like that into the future. So looking at how we manage the growth in vessels is very important. But right now, as I say, with the numbers that we've got there and the changes that we've made to the management of Lake Macquarie, the health of the lake is going really good, but you can't take it for granted.
No, not at all. What's the consideration for mooring minders? Because I know when it comes to a lot of the government departments, that is a real thorn in the side. Boats that are just on a mooring that pretty much you know that they have not seen a human being on them for the last X amount of years.
Yeah, well, it is a real problem, and it's something that's been raised in the consultation. I know with Transport for New South Wales, it's been raised with me directly by a number of people that there is a demand for a wait time for moorings on Lake Macquarie now, but realistically there's probably more than enough if we got rid of these mooring miners. Basically they're floating wrecks in many cases. Not all, some are actually quite good vessels, but it just
haven't been used.
Just not used. Mm. But some of them are very derelict, and you go past them, and you know that they're not capable of being sailed or motoring, and they shouldn't be there. It is a real issue. Anybody that has a swing mooring on Lake Macquarie is paying roughly some $500 for that per annum. That's pretty cheap.
Storage space.
Storage for a vehicle like that. Yeah. So you couldn't put a car on a chain and take it to a park and let it drive around the circle and say that this is my space for $500 a year. This is a sort of thing, concept that really happens with moorings. They're getting this space for a very low price, and you have to say that it has a greater value to the community. So let's get rid of these vessels that aren't being used, move them on, and make the most efficient use of the moorings that do already exist.
Great suggestion, Greg. Thanks for your time this morning, especially on Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much for that.
Stems are on the way.
And to all your listeners. Thank
Greg,
you.
Talk to you soon, Greg. Independent State MP of Lake Macquarie, Greg Piper.